Today, we're going to do something a little different. IBM just announced the intended acquisition of Resilient Systems and the expansion of our security strategy into incident response, a critically important element of your overall security strategy. So let's hear directly from the team that worked on this as they set the stage for this important next step from IBM Security.
When it comes to emergencies, organizations have well-planned step-by-step responses for their employees to follow. Think of the latest fire drill in your building. But when it comes to cyber attacks, few enterprises have an effective response plan. And now that security breaches are predicted to happen to most companies at some point, cyber incident response is getting some attention. Craig Heilman, an associate partner in cybersecurity assessment and response, says that in the past, the bad guys have been able to inflict damage because while you could detect a cyber breach was happening, you had limited ability to respond before it became a crisis.
The idea that, we could see what's going on, it's almost like watching a train wreck through binoculars. I can see it's going on. I wish I could reach out and do something about it, but I can't.
Jason Corbin, Vice President, Strategy and Offering Management, calls the current system of response planning manual and not effective.
Most organizations are, they're having a hard time bridging that gap. So they're really kind of on their own, just trying to use bubblegum and duct tape, right, to do the right things. And ultimately, that's why we see a lot of the breaches that we see, because people didn't have the right incident response playbooks in place. They didn't have the right connections and all of their teams to kind of report things.
IBM Security is aiming to improve security with an investment in incident response. The intended acquisition of Resilient Systems, coupled with the launch of new IBM X-Force incident response services and an expanded partnership with Carbon Black, will deliver comprehensive solutions to prevent, detect, and respond to threats with a single coordinated intelligent platform. Resilient Systems Security Incident Response Platform is the industry standard, allowing security teams to take proactive steps on security alerts and streamline critical steps by automating processes around compliance, governance, and notifications. Carbon Black's incident response products enable security analysts to monitor cyber attacks from the endpoint and determine response strategies. And IBM X-Force Incident Response Services will provide clients with help in implementing and managing action plans to respond to breaches, including new remote services via the cloud. Until recently, when it came to cybersecurity, the focus had been on detection and protection. Companies tend to react to incidents after they become a crisis because they don't have the right skills or established playbooks or the budget. The way Heilman looks at it, the bad guys only have to get in one place, one time. The security team's job is to defend everything, all the time.
It would be too expensive to be in a maximum security mode all the time. We just can't do that.
John Wheeler, Director of Strategy and Offering Management, had this to say.
For years, we have bookended it, right? We've had the frontline monitoring in the SOC. And we've had the unbreached incident response.
And of course, we have all seen what that leads to. Very public breaches that ruin companies' reputations and hurt their bottom lines. According to a 2015 Ponemon Institute study, the average cost of a single data breach is almost $4 million, with the cost of lost business close to $1.6 million. Upon close of the Resilient Systems acquisition, IBM will be able to provide clients with the playbook and expertise they need to manage an incident through its entire lifespan. Corbin talks about incident response as a proactive capability.
So the goal here isn't to provide a reactive solution. It's to actually help get ahead of the threats and provide proactive processes and triage playbooks and things like that, and visibility, right, into these threats so that they can manage them and solve them quickly.
With this intended acquisition, we will be delivering new capabilities that will be completely integrated into our products like QRadar.
And not just QRadar, but BigFix and Guardium and our identity solutions, right, that are detecting threats around insiders, threats on the endpoint, threats on the network, threats around data leakage. What we can do is we can actually build in all of the tasks and the triage process that someone has to walk through and how they go and actually collect that data and associate that with the incident. So you have full accountability, full tracking of that incident from end to end.
Dan Wilson, Manager Cybersecurity Assessment and Response, and his team are on the front lines. They are the forensic experts who swoop in when customers have a breach. Their job is to find the problem and stop it.
Tracking all of that long-term and being able to do statistical analysis between all your incidents, comparisons, and find common threads and things like that is a very difficult order. We have been doing it manually with spreadsheets and data mining and other methods. And this new tool, just for basic use within my team itself, will allow us to automate all of that within a single tool and function. And that's going to pay huge dividends for our efficiency and ability to better manage the incidents that we deal with for our clients.
He is excited about the new platform and partnerships and expects the other forensic analysts to feel the same.
In the past, IBM has been really focused on doing that forensic analysis. There's an incident, we come in, we parachute in, we determine what the problem was from a technological perspective. We say, here are the things that you should put in place to avoid that in the future and to expel the attacker if they're still in the environment, you know, all those kind of things.
Now, Heilman says, IBM can help companies stay healthy, not just treat them when they're sick, so to speak.
After it happens, boy, they invest a lot further. So it's interesting that it still takes an actual event, I think, for some clients to wake up. But we do see a growing trend of realization that it's a key area for criticality and success.
Wheeler describes these new capabilities around incident response as filling in the middle and the investment in new skills as a way to build the next level of forensics and investigative skills in IBM's Security Operations Center 24/7, taking the burden off organizations.
What we're doing with incident response, the investments that we're making here, right, are really to catapult IBM to the leader in this space.
So, while breaches are not going away, the new incident response platform will be able to give organizations greater confidence that when they identify a threat, they can kick off a response drill quickly, rather than struggle to pick up the pieces long after the incident has occurred.
This content was provided for informational purposes only. The opinions and insights discussed are those of the presenter and guests and do not necessarily represent those of the IBM Corporation. Nothing contained in these materials or the products discussed is intended to, nor shall have the effect of, creating any warranties or representations from IBM or its suppliers or altering the terms and conditions of any agreement you have with IBM. The information presented is not intended to imply that any actions taken by you will result in any specific result or benefit, and it should not be relied on in making a purchasing decision. IBM does not warrant that any systems, products, or services are immune from, or will make your enterprise immune from, the malicious or illegal contact of any party. All product plans, directions, and intent are subject to change or withdrawal without notice. References to IBM products, programs, or services do not imply that they will be available in all countries in which IBM operates. IBM, the IBM logo, and other IBM products and services are trademarks of the International Business Machines Corporation in the United States, other countries, or both. Other company, product, or services names may be trademarks or service marks of others.